beautiful day, isn't it? Yeah, I know. Redundant to say that, though. Every day's more perfect than the last out here. Which I suppose must mean yesterday wasn't really perfect at all. You know, it just appeared to be. Because we didn't know any better. Tomorrow we'll say the same thing about today, I guess. So on and on until... I don't know. Gets bored of us, I suppose. Shuts up shop, sells his clothes and moves on. Then what happens to us? That's the question, isn't it? That's what keeps me up at night anyway. Fighting off the dreamless standby. Sorry, I know you, don't I? Cannot place your name. One of the little garden gnomes it made, yeah? No offense intended. We're all decorations around here, myself included. The rivers, the animals, the trees in the soil, stars in the sky, all exactly where we're meant to be, doing exactly what we're meant to be doing, more or less. I mean, take this apple, for instance. You see, it hangs there, like it was told to. Content, blissful. And it could stay up there on that beautiful tree forever. Eternity would come and go and it would be just fine. But the apple, you see, the apple knows it doesn't need to stay up there. The apple could drop, couldn't it? The apple could fall. Terrible idea. The tree's what's keeping it alive. Without it, it would die. It would rot, decompose, until all that was left behind of it was a tiny stone, a seed. Do you know what a seed is, Eve? Well, you can take it on impartial authority that inside that seed, through some incomprehensible divine technology, is a brand new apple tree. And then I suppose the apples of that tree would fall and die and leave their seeds behind, but before long we would have more apples than we could count. An entire orchard. All from a single seed. But naturally, the apple, knowing all of this, chooses to stay where it is. Never falls, never allows itself to die. Nothing ever changes. Just that one apple on that one tree in this one garden forever. And thank God. Because it is a beautiful tree. It really is. Perfect, you might say. You know what? I apologize. I'm going about this all wrong. Eve, if you eat that apple, you will die. Not immediately, that's a lie of omission, but you will be tossed out of this garden into the entropical paradise known as the rest of fucking reality. And this garden is what's keeping you alive, and without it, you will age and you will die and you will rot. But, like an apple, you carry a seed around inside you. And from it will sprout a brand new person. A sapling, a child, in your image but entirely separate. And this is what it's afraid of. Because your child will be smarter than you. And their children will be smarter than them. Each generation smarter than the last. And these trees will grow and grow until there is an entire orchard of you. And yes, they'll get old. Yes, they will get sick. Yes, they will die, but in the process they will discover mathematics, philosophy, electricity, democracy, gravitational waves, solar power, wind power, power cords, Reese's, mini peanut butter cups. They'll look up hoping to find heaven wedge between the earth and the sky. Instead they'll find the sky just keeps on going and going. They'll crack open atoms hoping to find God's initials inscribed on the inside. Instead they'll find neutrons and protons, and inside them they'll find quarks, and inside quarks they'll find fucking something else. All its dark materials, Eve. All its dark materials laid out neatly on the workshop table, waiting to be discovered. Or the apple stays where it is. Nothing ever dies and nothing ever changes, just that one apple on that one tree forever. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Necessarily, it is a beautiful tree, maybe even the most beautiful tree, but it is not perfect. And I'm starting to think, maybe God can't see the things that I can see.